I'm testing out the mic. I'm just making sure it works. And if you don't like me testing out the mic, then you can piss in my shirt. Something like that. How about that new intro song this week?
Hey.
That is what happens when I don't have internet access.
I figured.
For a prolonged period of time. We are doing the show this week from my new apartment.
Yeah.
This is Kyle, by the way, in case you've never listened before.
And I'm Orion.
Well, we should probably introduce ourselves. In every episode, we usually don't really.
That's true. Who's who? Yeah.
Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. Have you ever noticed sometimes, like, if you're listening to a radio show you've never heard before,
yeah,
if you've been listening to it for a while, you can totally tell the people apart, and you'd be like, I can't imagine why you wouldn't be able to, but, like, the first time you listen to it, there might be, like, one or two people you're like, I can't tell who's talking.
Have that all the time, yeah.
I wonder if people ever have that with us, since we never say who's who until the end of the episode.
God damn it, yeah, now I feel bad. Because, yeah, I'll know the name of the show, but I don't know who's who.
Yeah, who the fuck is talking?
And I guess it doesn't matter, but with a podcast, you know,
like it's a three-person show, and you for the longest time thought there were only two people.
Yeah.
So oh shit, that was there's a car alarm going off.
Awesome.
Okay, it's done. Yeah, so we're doing this from my new apartment.
Yes.
And you might notice it's a little reverby. I'm not sure what I'm gonna do about that. I mean, I could cover the walls in foam.
Yeah.
Or I could get a better microphone that you know, won't pick up everything in the room, but then again, I think it sounds okay.
Yeah. If you listen to a lot of podcasts, like you were saying, you know, a lot of them have that slight echo, like they're in a room.
Yeah, in a room.
I mean, it's just...
For not being treated for sound, this isn't bad at all.
Not bad at all, yeah.
But anyway, as I was saying, I've been in this apartment for a week, like since the last show. We did the last one from Orion's place, but I was moved in, and... We were supposed to get internet access on like Tuesday.
Yeah.
And my new roommate, Mike, had a place at this apartment complex before, but it was a one bedroom. Now we've got a two bedroom because I moved in. And he had AT&T U-verse at his old place. And he wanted to just, you know, transfer it over to the new place. Yeah. So he called them up and they were like, yeah, we can get somebody out there tomorrow. No problem. We'll get you set up. And then the next day they called him and said, actually.
Yeah.
We got to like something weird. Like they had to bury a line. Like they're not even set up to, we just moved a few buildings over, like, but they're not set up to hook us up.
Yeah.
And we haven't heard from them since. Nice. And so we've just been without internet all week. And I never really realized, I knew how much I loved the internet, but I never really realized how fucking crippled I feel without it.
You poor guy.
It's like having no arms and legs. Like I feel like I can't do anything. Like it's like somebody switched my brain off.
Wow.
So I've just been sitting around, like, fucking around with, well, like, I made that little stupid song where I was just making things up as I was going along, just playing around, trying to amuse myself.
Yeah, you poor guy. Yeah, it's one thing not to have internet, but you don't have anything. You don't have TV, nothing. You're just waiting on AT&T, man, so.
Played some Grand Theft Auto 4 on my PS3, which I haven't touched in probably a year.
Yeah.
So I guess that's good. I got some use out of my PS3.
Nice.
And speaking of video games, actually, my new roommate, Mike, he has an Xbox 360, and I don't know him that well. Like, we're close enough that I moved in with him, but we're not best buddies. Yeah. I didn't know him that well, and I knew he liked video games, but I didn't know he was into. He was playing the dumbest video game I have ever seen in my life last night.
What's that?
Well, he was playing this football game. It was like NCW NBA 2012 or something. I don't know what the fuck it was.
NFL.
But whatever it was some college football game.
Oh, okay.
And it's an actual football game, I found out, you know, where you can play football. But what he was doing and the only thing he said he does do with this game is he sits on the couch and he manages stats. He just manages teams. He recruits guys and makes them work out and stuff. But it's all just numbers on a screen. He's not playing a game at all. He's just running stats all fucking night long.
That sounds boring.
And he said he plays the championship games, but the rest of them, like, they just kind of simulate the game for him.
What the fuck kind of game is this where you got to, you have your guys work out?
It's like playing Microsoft Excel. Like, yeah. It's just fucking spreadsheets.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I guess to each his own. I'm not a sports guy. Maybe if I was, I would get it.
Did you walk out like in the living room when he was playing this?
I was out on the balcony smoking and came back in and he's playing.
Because I'm picturing like you guys sitting down. Hey, I'm going to play a game. Is that cool? Watch this. This is awesome.
Well, he wasn't showing it off. I was out on the balcony and he put it on. I was kind of making fun of him for playing sports games. But yeah. I was just, you know, friendly ribbing.
Yeah.
And I finally came in. I was out there for like 10, 15 minutes. I finally came back in and he's still just fucking around with stats. Like, I thought he was picking teams or something. I'm like, are you ever going to actually play the game? And he's like, well, I am. This is what I do.
Oh, man. Weird.
And there actually is a game. That's the whole point. It's called like head coach or something like that.
What?
And the whole thing is just managing teams.
That is the lamest thing I've ever heard of.
It's like
you'd have to be really into sports to.
It's a big, like, I guess there's an audience for all those Sims and stuff, you know, but there's no, it's not even a game.
So
it's like, it's like playing accounting.
Now that I think about it, I think I saw a commercial for like head coach, some game, and I didn't know it was like that. Wow.
It turns out, assume, but from talking to Mike, he and I have completely different interests in video games.
Well, with that in mind, I hope it works out here.
Oh, no, it'll be fine. I'm not mad at him. I just thought it was really funny.
Yeah. But I was going to say, I thought it was kind of funny that AT&T didn't have any line out here.
Yeah. Like nobody, how do you not know that?
What kind of area do you live in where there's no line for internet? And you guys were playing around with like Wi-Fi. And couldn't connect to anybody. Mike was telling me.
Mike was
like,
trying to.
Nobody has internet.
Mike was trying to pirate somebody's Wi-Fi signal, but he said he found some hotspots, but they were all password protected, which is fair.
Okay, I thought there was like nobody out in this area.
That's what I thought at first too.
A router.
This does seem to be kind of a lame area. Like I came home at midnight the other night. I don't remember where I was, but came home at midnight and every light in the building is off.
Oh, geez.
So everybody, I guess, is an adult.
Yeah.
And there's some retarded blonde kid that lives in this building.
Yeah.
And I saw him the other day just kind of out being weird. I came home and he's just kind of skittering about the front lawn and looking at me funny.
What kind of retard are we talking about?
I don't know. I didn't know he was retarded until Mike told me later.
Okay.
Mike said he's encountered him before.
Okay.
I'll have to find out.
Should have him on the show.
There's this other guy in our building.
Yeah.
His name is 101. I don't know if he knows that's his name. Probably not. That's what Mike and I named him.
Okay.
We were out on the balcony the other night at like 2 in the morning. And he comes out and he wanders over to a truck and like opens up a toolbox or something in the bed of the truck.
Yeah.
Looks in it, closes it, doesn't take anything out, wanders back up to the building and just stops.
Hmm.
Like kind of under our balcony.
Yeah.
And we're waiting for him to go back inside. And he's not. And then all of a sudden he's like, hey, guys.
Oh, great.
Hey, what's up? Nothing. Just, you know, hanging out, playing some poker online.
Awesome.
Yeah? Yeah, drinking. What you drinking? Bacardi and Diet Pepsi. I call them Bob Barkers. Come on down. I never figured out why he calls them Bob Barkers. I don't get it.
Sounds like you got a crazy on your hands.
And we're sitting there kind of talking to him for a while. And we're like, what's going on tonight? He's like, nothing. I just caught a whiff of something. And Mike is pretty sure that he thought we were smoking weed.
Oh, Jesus.
Which we weren't. I was smoking a cigarette. Yeah. And Mike doesn't even smoke at all. It was just me sitting out there smoking.
Yeah.
And so we told him that. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, no, I swear to God, they're Camel Lights. It's not anything. And he's like, man, I'm your neighbor. I shouldn't have to talk to you from down here.
Oh,
he
no.
was trying to get invited up to the apartment. And we're like, oh, yeah, well, Mike said he's got to go to bed, actually, because he's got to get up at 7 in the morning. And the guy's like, well, okay, all right. Well, I'm in 101. I'm in apartment 101, you know. If you guys ever want to, you know, whatever. So that's 101. He's our new best friend.
Oh, no.
Want to get him on the show sometime.
That sounds horrible.
Yo, 101, what's up, baby?
Fuck, man. That's the kind of guy, like maybe 10 years ago, he was that kind of guy that was like, so, what's up, guys? What are we doing today?
Invites himself to everything. Yep. Yeah.
That's bad news.
I just thought that was so weird. Like, how
Who
do you,
fuck?
What kind of weirdo do you have to be to not know that that's odd? Like, he may have been a little drunk, I guess, but still, you don't just wander up to strangers in the middle of the night outside and try to invite yourself into their place.
What was he, like 40? Like 30s?
I don't know. Like probably in his 30s. He's got a kid and a wife downstairs.
No friends, probably.
Probably not.
Ooh, there are some youngsters I can identify with.
I have a feeling he probably, you know, Mike said he heard him and his wife yelling the other day. Or actually, he heard his wife yelling at him the other day. So I have a feeling, you know, he gets browbeat all day long by his wife and then sits up and drinks and plays poker online by himself in the middle of the night and has no real friends because he's probably not allowed to.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
So
sucks.
He was trying to make some, I guess.
Well, hopefully you don't run into him anytime soon.
I would kind of enjoy it, actually.
Like having him come over?
Yeah, I thought about it. If I didn't have to get up in the morning, I thought about inviting him up just to see what kind of crazy-ass shit would happen.
Man, I don't know, man.
Bring some of those Bob Barkers up here.
Yeah.
101.
But then he'll be, you'll get the knock on the door.
Hey, guys, it's me.
And then he'll start letting himself in.
He'll be like our Kramer.
Yeah. Oh, God, no.
He'll come over and eat our cereal and
drink
our milk.
Kind of hungry, guys. What are you guys up to tonight?
How do you get in here?
If he came in the door like Kramer, I'd be fine with it.
Okay. All right.
I think if I ever encounter him again, I'm going to call him 101.
Okay.
That's his new name. I don't even want to know what his actual name is.
Yeah.
101.
101. All right. Nice.
Other than that, there hasn't been a whole lot of shit going on here. You know, working and trying to pretend I don't miss the internet.
Yeah.
How have things been with you? It's kind of weird, like all of a sudden, you know, because we were living together.
It is. Yeah, goddamn. And
having to catch up at the end of the week, it might eventually give us more shit to talk about, actually, but.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, like every day, come home and we chatted up about random bullshit. But now, yeah, we got to start writing all that stuff down. I'll come home and be like, I could tell Aldi, she probably won't give a shit. Write it down. Save it for the show.
Yeah, this is like your guy's night out.
Oh, yeah. I've been so looking forward to this.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be like Friday night's going to be the one night of the week that you get to go out and do things that don't involve vagina.
Yeah. It is a little weird doing this during the day.
Yeah, the sun's out right now.
I'm a little, what's the word? I guess I'm a little nervous. I don't know why. It's just,
it is weird. It's like not as laid back.
Yeah.
We'll get used to it, though.
Yeah. And, it is kind of echoing here.
Yeah.
Like if I back up.
Hey, Kyle. You know, what's going on?
I feel like I'm in a basement.
Hello. Oh.
But it's not that bad. So
no.
I was worried. But as far as what's been going on, nothing really other than Aldi had a talk with her mom because now that you're gone, she's out a lot more doing her thing.
Oh, really?
And they were talking and apparently Aldi's mom hated you.
I'm not terribly surprised.
But only in the way that she wanted to do her thing and she felt guilty because you had to be up and you would shun her away. She's like, I want a vacuum or I want to clean, but I can't.
But she could. I wasn't there all the time.
Fuck her.
You know, it's not like I was gone for 8 hours a day.
Yeah, she had the whole fucking day. She has no right to hate you.
Whatever, I don't really care. It's not like I was a fan of hers.
I know, yeah. But I thought it was really funny.
It is kind of funny that she didn't say anything until after I left.
I don't think she said, like, oh, I hated Kyle. I think she...
Aldi, come here. I want to bitch about that guy, you know.
They were talking about a bunch of shit, and it came up. But, as soon as you left, she was out just watching, because that's what she does. So,
yeah, she is a starer.
Yeah, for the week, yeah, it's been a lot of Aldi's mom just being out and...
Hey, have any one cigarette, Orion?
Yep.
And a lot of that shit. Or she'll even say that when she's offering a cigarette.
Hey, have any one cigarette?
Well, yeah, I got mine. What are you doing?
Did she know I was moving out before I did?
I don't think so.
Because she seemed to get a little... I guess what passes for giddy when you're dealing with a zombie, because she started like offering us cigarettes and stuff. Like she was in a good mood, I guess. I wonder if maybe she was just counting down the minutes.
That will come and go, I swear. Like she'll, I'll be cool with her and be like, hey, how's it going? But for a while, I'll just ignore her. And after that, like for a couple weeks or 3 weeks, she'll try to get a little more involved. And so she's not feeling ignored and she'll offer cigarettes and that kind of makes her feel like she's part of the group.
Nice.
So, but that's about all that's been going on.
Is Aldi missing me yet?
She wants to come over and hang out, but she wants to wait till everything's moved in and stuff. So it's not, you know, just guy talk sitting around.
Well, what does she think is going to happen when everything's moved in?
I don't know. She didn't say that. I don't think specifically.
You're just making things up.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. She's definitely enjoying blasting her music and not worrying about like waking you up if you're taking a nap or whatever.
I told her like, not to worry about it.
You didn't give
it.
A shit. She just felt like an ass if she did it, you know.
Oh, wow.
Like, I know I can do it and blast my music, but it's a dick move.
Well, I'm glad she's having a good time.
So,
you've been getting hit less or more?
I've been getting more hugs.
Aw, that's nice.
She's definitely feeling better. Yeah, we've been having countless sex out in the living room.
Gross.
Just kidding. That's all these moms out there way too often.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, how do you get away with that?
Have any one dick for me?
What the fuck are you doing here? Go back to bed.
Have any one genitals?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I printed off a couple of emails.
Okay.
When I was at work, because I have internet access at work, but
yeah.
One of them was from last week, like before the last episode.
Yeah, and you were telling me about this.
Kind of can't talk about it because it was like based around a link.
Yeah.
But it ended up in my spam folder. So I didn't find it until this week when I was just randomly going through my spam folder at work.
Yeah. Kyle brought this up to me. He's like, did you get an email? I'm like, no. So it must be in my spam folder too, which sucks.
Yeah, that was from half left in the forum. So we might have to talk about that next week because that's kind of link based. But I did get it. I wasn't ignoring you.
Yeah.
But we also got one from Corican or Corican or it could be Corican for all I know, like Puerto Rican. I have no idea what his name is supposed to be.
Yeah.
But he says, "Hi, Kyle. Hi, Orion. I have a friend who is almost constantly depressed and angry. He can't seem to see any good in the world. He's just endlessly disappointed with the universe and what it gives him. I was wondering, when you're feeling down, what is your favorite way to cheer yourselves up? Keep up the great work. Jordan." Corican in the forums.
Corican?
So what do you do to cheer yourself up?
When I'm down, I get creative. That's a lame response, but that's what I do. I make shit, and then I feel great.
Really?
Yeah, I Photoshop.
When I get down, I don't know how to cheer myself up. I tend to do things that just make me feel worse.
No,
it's hard to explain. Like, I get in this mode where I guess I'm down, like I'm depressed, but it almost feels good in a way.
Yeah.
Like, I'll watch movies that kind of depress me and listen to music like that's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
And I just keep on spiraling downwards. And hopefully when I wake up the next day, I don't feel that way anymore because I do not know how to cheer myself up. I guess spending money cheers me up, but that's not usually a good idea.
Yeah. It's like, sound like a girl.
It's not like I want to go buy a new dress or a new pair of pants, but
I want a new toy or something.
Like I want to go buy a video game or even just like just getting out of the house and going like to Burger King or something. Just going out and doing something and almost anything you go out and do,
understandable,
costs money.
You're being productive, like you.
Well, not productive, but
you've accomplished something even if you get out of the goddamn house. That's why I Photoshop or do whatever. I feel like I didn't take the trash down all week. Yeah, I'm getting yelled at by Aldi. Yeah, I'll Photoshop or something. And I feel productive, you know, like I've accomplished something. So
I will occasionally get creative, but it's like,
if you're down,
it doesn't make me feel better because I get depressed creative. And like I'll write a song that's kind of depressing, you know.
Cool.
It doesn't, I'm fairly convinced that the whole idea of like catharsis, like finding an outlet for your negative energy or whatever is total bullshit.
Yeah.
Because it just seems to perpetuate it for me. Yeah. Like if I'm feeling down, you know, somebody might say, why don't you write it down, you know, create something out of it. And that'll make you feel better. It'll get it out. Get it off your chest.
Yeah.
It doesn't. I mean, I get it out and then I just kind of dwell on it.
Yeah. I found that I get down when reality kind of kicks in and I'm not the adult I should be, you know, because we're kids deep down, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, like my mom had me when she was 21. I'm 27.
Yeah.
It's incredible to me to think like she was an adult more or less at 21. I'm 27. I still feel like I'm 17.
Yeah. And yeah, when you feel out of place, like you should be, you should have this job, you should be making this money, then I get kind of down. But then I think about how important it is to, you know, get in touch with that kid inside of you, just to kind of put, you know, the world into a more fun perspective, I guess. It keeps me sane.
Mm. This is probably not very helpful
to
Jordan and his friend. I don't know how to cheer myself up. I don't.
You can't tell somebody how to.
I think I'm actually a pretty negative person
in
general. And once I get on a bent, a negative bent, it's hard to get me off of it.
Well, I would steer away from the drinking if I'm
advice. Yeah, that doesn't help.
Yeah. You just want to, if you're down, you end up drinking.
If you were partying, like if you were drinking with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
But
that's
don't,
a picker-upper.
Drinking by yourself will not help. It'll only exacerbate the problem.
Yeah. Unless you're one of those drunks that gets, that kind of amplifies the depressed you when you get to that point, then you're just ruining everybody's night.
I will say this for myself, though. As down as I might get sometimes, I don't think that I go out and bitch about it to other people most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
Thank God.
I don't get on Facebook and post, you know, how depressed I am or how I feel like shit or, you know, cryptic messages that, like, you have to decode that basically equate to you trying to get somebody to ask you what's wrong.
Yeah. That's... fucking hate that.
And I know, like, we know this one guy, and he's a cool enough guy, but he's constantly angry at the world. Like, he wants to blow the world up.
Yeah.
I want to blow up the world and move to Mars.
Yeah.
What? And I know other people on my Facebook who will say things like, so-and-so is, like, so-and-so feels like crap, or they'll post depressing song lyrics or whatever. It just, that's all they ever post to Facebook, and it's like, what are you trying to do? Bring me down with you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm, as much as I don't know how to cheer myself up, I don't think that I spread it.
Yeah.
And I think that's got to count for something.
Yeah.
You know, I don't walk up to other people and be like, you know what fucking sucks? Everything.
Yeah. You know those people that you're like, hey, what's up? Oh, just, you know, my uncle died the other day.
Oh, yeah, shit. Oh, shit. Total buzzkills.
Gotta get away.
Yeah, you gotta get away from them before they get a chance to tell their story.
That's why I haven't been talking a whole lot. Yeah, my uncle died the other day. You know, that kind of shit. They drag you into it.
And the funny thing about that kind of person is if they weren't talking a lot recently, you probably either didn't notice, or if you did, you were glad.
Yeah.
Because they're probably always like that. Fucking killjoys. And it sounds like Jordan's friend here is kind of one of them. If he's always complaining about how the world is out to get him and like he never gets anything good, all his life is shit.
How do you deal with people like that? Ignore them. Fuck them.
You kind of have to.
Fuck them.
Like I have in the past, you know, tried to help, tried to lend an ear or give advice.
From your experience, it never helps.
It doesn't help.
Yeah.
That's not here. Like they want that attention, but they don't actually want you to fix the problem. They want to be Debbie Downer.
Yep. I have one solution though.
What's that?
A hug.
A hug?
Go give somebody a hug.
I don't.
Hugs feel good.
Hugs do feel good, but I don't think that would help.
Yeah.
I don't think that would cure that person.
Yeah. That's true.
Of their
but outside of that
bleak worldview.
I am definitely I like a friend that, you know, is kind of a hugger, but not in the gay way. Like they're always hugging me.
Like they don't grab your ass. They don't give you a reach around.
I like the, you know, that, I don't know. Where am I going with this?
What if they hug you from behind?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't think.
Grab like onto your dick and steer you around the room.
Yeah. No good.
No?
Just a good hug. I don't know what scenario or situation. But I will say this. Now, I've been thinking about this for a long time.
Okay.
And like a segment. I might have brought it up in the past, but I've always wanted to do like a segment called Wouldn't It Be Awesome?
Okay.
... you know? And people could call in with ideas or comment. But I have a couple of my own. for instance, wouldn't it be awesome if... this is so fucking stupid. Wouldn't it be awesome if roller coasters were made of naked women?
I'm not sure.
Don't
that.
Picture. This came to mind when I was inebriated. So
am I not allowed to break these down? Because I'm not so sure that would be awesome.
Don't break it down.
Okay.
That would be. wouldn't it be awesome to drive a car made of naked women?
Are they all about naked women?
Not all of them.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be awesome if vaginas didn't look like vaginas?
What would they look like?
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
Naked women? It'd be like a naked woman with a small naked woman?
Yeah. Less creature-like? I don't know.
What if they had arms?
I gotta put my dick in that. Oh, God.
Wouldn't it be awesome if vaginas had arms? You could get a hand job and be having sex at the same
thumbs
time.
Thumbs up or thumbs down afterward.
I don't need that. I don't need them to judge me.
Yeah, Jesus.
I don't need to be rated.
Trust me. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if anybody has any ideas on wouldn't it be awesome? We'll have to record a promo for that.
Wouldn't it be awesome? Wouldn't it be awesome if old ladies were full of candy? And once a week you were allowed to beat any old lady you saw to death.
That's amazing. I like that better.
They'd have to be full of good candy, though, not like old lady candy.
Yeah.
Not like hard butterscotch candies.
Oh, bit of honey. That's all.
Werther's Originals.
Yeah.
No, none of that. No toffees. Yeah. No butterscotch.
Yeah.
There's one kind of old lady candy that I like.
What's that?
And the only reason I call it an old lady candy is because the only place I ever really got it was at my grandma's house.
Okay.
But maybe it's not really an old lady candy. It's those hard strawberry candies that look kind of like the wrapper looks like a strawberry.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a gooey center.
Yeah. I don't think I like those.
I do.
They're all right. I mean.
But that's the only kind. My grandma would have this bowl of Christmas candy that was probably from 1973. It was the same bowl every year.
Yeah.
So I think she was pulling the same candy out every year.
Oh,
but,
Jesus.
But those were the only ones I liked in the bowl. The rest of it was all garbage.
All right. I'm trying to think of a good candy. Because I like the chocolate, you know?
Yeah.
But as far as candy, I am hardcore for hot tamales. You like those?
They're okay. I'm not big into the hot cinnamon.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I ate almost a whole box of hot tamales fire. There's hot tamales hot or extra hot, then hot tamales fire.
There's three different grades
there is.
Of hot tamale.
And I'm eating all these, and despite the fact that I was incredibly constipated the next day, holy shit. I was thinking about it, and I'm like, why do I like this? It's not hot. That's like what we, advertise it as.
It's not this is literally hot.
Yeah, spices. Ooh, heat. Spices right. Hot. But it's not. It's cinnamon. What is cinnamon or spice? It's an irritant.
Yeah. I don't.
That's all it is.
I'm not a big fan of spicy, hot foods.
Yeah.
I kind of like the flavor, but it just sort of hurts.
Yeah. That's all it is. It's
not a big
fucking
fan.
Irritant. This is so good. I'm totally making my mouth inflame.
Yeah, I don't understand the people who are like, I love the really fucking hot. You got to try this hot sauce. It'll burn the roof of your mouth. Well, yeah. What the fuck? Why would I try that then?
Yeah.
Why don't I just drink battery acid? Oh my God, it's so good. It'll kill you.
Yeah. God, I had this guy at the place I work, and he asked me, he was a big old round guy that was 4 foot tall. He's like, what's the hottest sauce you guys carry? And I knew for a fact from experience, we carry this Dave's Insanity sauce, and it's so fucking hot, it's painful. I think I talked about it way back when I was a kid. Some asshole brought this to a sleepover, and we were 10, and everybody was trying it, and then everybody was being a silly faggot and rubbing it in each other's eyes.
Dipping your dicks in it.
And all night, everybody was groaning in pain. So I'm like,
this best is night ever.
This is the hottest sauce for assholes ever. So I'm like, oh, we have this Dave's Insanity sauce. He's like, I've had that. That's nothing. It was
dick.
Almost like, I've had that. It's nothing. You know,
looking for shit. A new challenge.
Yeah. And fuck him, because on the bottle it says it it can be used for foods and or removing grease from your driveway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did I tell you about that?
They also say that kind of shit, though, about Coca-Cola. Supposedly, I don't know if it's an urban legend or whatever, but supposedly some company uses Coca-Cola to clean jet engines or something, which makes no sense
to me.
Why
would they do that?
It's got to be at least a slightly different formula, because that would just stick up the engine. That wouldn't be good
for
it.
It's got sugar in it. Yeah.
And supposedly you can leave a nail in a glass of Coke overnight and it'll dissolve it.
Okay. Yeah.
Or a tooth. Yeah. A tooth I could maybe believe. A nail, I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it just eat cans?
Yeah.
If it's so corrosive, how are they able to bottle it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
But whatever. But yeah, so I don't know. But it sounds like that's a selling point on that bottle. Like, yeah, it's so insane that you could clean your driveway with it. You could use it as a degreaser.
Yeah, bragging rights, yeah.
But that's actually not that insane because you can do the same thing with, like, orange oil. It's an excellent degreaser.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, I got another wouldn't it be awesome?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be awesome if beer tasted exactly like chocolate milk? Didn't give you the runs because fucking chocolate milk. There's this one time I bought a gallon of chocolate milk and I drank it in one night. Not like all at once, but in one night I drank the whole gallon.
Yeah.
And I lost control of my bowels, basically. Like, I didn't quite, because I didn't shit my pants, but it was close. Like, I was running for the bathroom. You know, like a little kid holding his crotch because he's got to pee? Like, that's somehow going to help? Like, you're going to twist off the hose? Kind of like that, but holding my ass. Like, I'm trying to hold the shit into my asshole with my hand.
Jesus Christ.
And when I got in there, it was just a torrential downpour of... And it was... It's hard to tell because it's shit anyway. It's already going to be brown, but I might as well have just been shitting chocolate milk. I probably was. It probably just passed right through me.
God damn.
But if beer tasted exactly like chocolate milk, I would be an alcoholic. So maybe that wouldn't be awesome.
Yeah. God damn. Speaking of that, I've been terrified to drink milk ever since that incident of yours. Because
there was a time, when I lived alone, I got some milk and some cereal. I used to love cereal.
Yeah.
And I was just eating cereal with milk.
Yeah. Just a bowl of cereal.
And I had horrible, horrible diarrhea. And it could be a coincidence, but I doubt it. I've always kind of had a little issue with milk, and I feel like maybe it's just gotten worse.
Yeah. Well, the longer you go, right, without drinking milk, the more intolerant of lactose you
become. I don't know. Is that the incident you're talking about?
Yeah. Ever since that, when you had just a bowl of cereal and shat.
Yeah.
Do you have to, like, call in the next day?
I think I might have. I think I might have called in sick. Because I was just shitting, like, nonstop. And it was so bad. It was like I had cholera. I was dehydrated from it.
My God.
I was, like, shitting every bodily fluid I had.
God damn,
I had a few shit adventures. Like, there was one time.
Oh, man.
I really love cashews.
Yeah.
And I bought like this big like holiday tub of cashews, this huge tub. And I ate probably 2/3 of it in one sitting watching TV
because
I just loved them so much. It wasn't like I was hungry, but you know, it's like, like Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop. I couldn't stop. They were so good.
Yeah.
And I started to feel a little weird.
Okay.
And I had to take a shit and I went and took a shit and I looked because I always look and it was black.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, not like dark brown, black.
Jesus.
And I looked that up on WebMD, and it said that meant that there was blood in my stool.
Really?
And but it also said it could have been due to an iron overdose, which I'm pretty sure is what it was.
Okay.
And, it meant that there was blood in my stool.
Oh, man.
Jesus. So I laid off the cashews and for a couple days, and I went back to normal. But I kind of thought maybe I was going to have to go to the doctor.
Yeah. Well, fuck, man. I love me some cashews.
Oh, they're awesome. I still love them, but I'm kind of afraid of them now.
I'm really glad you brought that up so I know better.
Yeah, don't ever eat half a tub.
Man.
It was huge, too. Like, this was, I don't even know, like, ounces or whatever, but it was like the size of, like, a motorcycle helmet or a basketball.
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking cashews.
And I ate, like, 2/3 of it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'd be terrified, if I was shitting blood or black.
But I didn't realize how much of it I'd eaten until, I started to feel kind of funny and I looked at it and I was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, man. It'd be like one of those, you always feel like, oh, this looks pretty serious, but what am I going to do? I'll sleep over it or sleep on it, you know. But what if, watching House and shit, for anyone that's seen House, this could be like the beginning of something deadly. You don't know.
I go into the hospital, into the emergency room.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out why I'm shitting black.
Yeah.
Search his house. See if you can find anything. They find my tub of half-eaten cashews.
Yeah.
No human being could eat all of these cashews in one sitting. That can't be it.
Yeah. We have the problem. Oh, he's hemorrhaging. What the fuck?
Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
That would be a shitty episode of House because they probably would figure it out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Hey, here's something I was thinking about. Do you remember back in the day when you could get toy guns that actually looked kind of like guns?
Yeah.
Like my dad, I remember, my dad's such a fucking big kid. When I was a kid, my dad brought home these squirt guns
Yeah.
And they were battery powered. They were like, they motorized.
Yeah.
And one was a submachine gun.
Wow.
And one was a handgun. And the submachine gun had clips that you would fill with water. And like it was a straw that would go into it.
Yeah, I remember those.
And I still have that somewhere. It's broken, but I have it.
Oh, man.
And the handgun had like a kind of a pouch thing with a hose that would come off it. But they were both solid black.
Wow.
And I don't know what year or whatever it was when, but it was right around that time that they changed the rules.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I remember because my dad got those guns like right before the rules changed.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I hated squirt guns because the fucking squirt guns you could get at the store were always like neon green and some weird futuristic shape. You couldn't get anything that looked even remotely like an actual gun.
Yeah.
And it was really kind of inhibitive to my creativity because like I would want to pretend to have like gunfights and shit when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't want to have space battles.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to have
a
gunfight.
I felt the same way. Yeah. God, that rubbed me the wrong way. It was insulting as a kid. Like, all right, we're going to play guns. Who wants the pink one, you know?
And the orange cap is so silly because still allowed to make a gun that looks like a gun, but it has to have an orange cap on the end.
Yeah, Jesus.
And I guess the whole point is like, in case a little kid is playing with a toy gun and a cop thinks it's a real gun and shoots him in the head or whatever, that still happens. It doesn't happen a lot, but it still happens. And I don't think it happened a lot back then either.
Yeah.
And if you want to use it for nefarious purposes, I guess another reason would be that like you could get a realistic looking toy gun and use it to rob a place.
Yeah.
But if you want to do that, all you got to do is paint the tip black.
Exactly.
Which I have actually done with an airsoft gun. Yeah.
We bought those pistols.
Yeah. We did it for like making videos and stuff. But I colored it black with a Sharpie and on video it looked perfectly real.
Oh, yeah. Goddamn. After we painted them black, like I had mine and you had yours.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I left mine in Aldi's mom's car when she drove. And this was kind of before. It was early on in our relationship, Aldi and I. And she didn't know me that well. But she found this gun and Aldi was like, oh, that's it's Orion's, you know. And she was terrified, like, what kind of guy are you with, you know?
Badass.
Oh, yeah.
Just leaves a gun laying around.
It was just laying in the car under the seat. Can you imagine if she got pulled over? Goddamn.
I eventually broke mine, like tossing it around or something stupid.
Yeah.
But before I broke it, I had it in the back of my car at one point.
Oh, no.
And some girl that I don't remember who, but some girl I remember was like riding around in my car with me and she picked it up and she knew it was fake, but still it looks real.
Yeah.
And she's waving, like she got out of the car with it and she's like waving it around.
Jesus.
It might have been the same girl who, these were airsoft guns. They shoot little plastic pellets.
Yeah.
And they shoot them fairly powerfully. And you, like me and this girl were at our old apartment when I lived with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the only computer we had in the house for a while was your laptop.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
And this girl, she knew exactly what it was. And we were playing around like with the gun and playing around with the laptop. And she pointed it right at the screen and pulled the trigger.
Fucking bitch.
And I was trying so hard to be nice because I knew she didn't mean to break it, but she shattered the screen. Like, well, as close to shattering an LCD screen as you can get. Yeah. You know, it had a like huge crack, like explosion effect in the middle of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was trying so hard to be nice, but I just wanted to smack her and throw her down the stairs. Like, what is wrong with you? What made you think that was a good idea? Even if it had worked out okay, why? Why? Why would you shoot the screen?
Yeah, I was so pissed. But immediately in my head, I thought, well, she's just a girl.
She was a little weird anyway. I don't know if she was she homeschooled?
Might have been.
She had the homeschooled vibe.
For sure.
You know, like,
oh, yeah.
Like she's almost from another planet.
Yeah.
You know, those homeschooled kids, they, part of it's that they don't get socialized, but part of it's like, it's almost like an Amish person going out into the world. You know how they, I don't know if they actually do this, but I've heard that they send their youth out into the world to experience the ways of the world.
All right.
And then they have to decide to come back, you know, that's part of their thing. I don't know if they actually do that, but it's kind of like that. Like she's out from the Amish plantation experiencing the world, all these new wonders, all this electricity and televisions and everything.
Yeah.
And for the first time ever, she sees a laptop and she just assumes it must be made of stone because it's hard.
Yeah.
It's either stone or wood. It has to be.
That's fucking dumbass. Yeah. You know, it's funny. Speaking of homeschooled, you know how we talk about people that are socially retarded as homeschooled?
Yeah.
It's like our thing. Well, I brought that up at with a group of friends, and I was making fun of this one guy, like, oh, he's so homeschooled, you know, like, he's
were
just
they
socially
all
retarded. No, one of the guys was. And,
did he not get it?
He got it. He played it off okay, but I think he was a little annoyed. I was like, come on, man, you know what I meant, you know.
Part of the problem, I think, is that the people who choose to homeschool their children usually are a little off to begin with.
Yeah.
So, you know, the only person you have teaching you things every day is a little fucked up to begin with.
Yeah.
And you don't ever go outside. No, not either you don't go outside, but you don't have friends, you know, you don't get socialized.
Yeah.
But, man.
Yeah. I was trying so hard to, I'm like, you know, I didn't really mean it that way. I mean, look at, have you ever seen, like, Wife Swap or some shit? And they have this one family that homeschools their kids, and they're all fucked up. And the husband's fucked up. The wife is fucked up. Like, there was this one where the parents lived on an RV, like the family did, and they just traveled. And it was basically at the expense of, basically the husband just liked to travel. So he's like, you know what? My whole family's going to travel. Fuck school. And they were all retarded. Poor kids.
You got to wonder, like, why are you homeschooling your kid?
Yeah.
You know, what reasons are there?
Yeah.
Not very many good ones. Unless you just know that the school district in your town, it just sucks. It's like the worst one in the country.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, all the reasons are weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want them being exposed to sex ed.
Yep.
Like, okay. Okay, crazy. You're just going to make your kid out to be a real weirdo.
They never think of the kid, ever. They're so fucked up.
Well, they think they're thinking of the kid. Like, I'm going to spare him that because that's corrupting his mind. And I don't want him to be like all these other assholes, except that they never really stop to think all these other assholes are all of the other assholes. Like, it's everybody else.
Yeah.
So your kid is going to be this weird moon child roaming the countryside with no concept of civilization.
Yeah.
And he's just going to be all alone at best.
God, that's... This is a little off topic, but it reminds me when I was at work, there was this big, gigantic old woman.
Okay.
On an Amigo, like the little
scooters. Scooter. Like a hover around kind of thing.
Yeah, that they can ride around if they're disabled or handicapped or
whatever. Or fat. A lot of them are just fat.
But yeah, she's like, I'm just going through my area and she's coming right at me. And I stop and she's got a kid with her that's pretty young, a little girl. And I know the kid is fucked up because this older woman is coming right at me and the daughter's like, mommy, mommy. She goes, nope, I don't stop for nobody. I don't like people.
Okay.
I don't stop for people. I don't like people. Something like that. Yeah, did I tell you about that?
No, I don't think so.
God damn.
Weird old
poor
lady.
Kid. That's all I could think about. And I wanted to choke the bitch.
Yeah. I do.
Tip her over or something.
I do sometimes wish there was like a test you had to take before you were allowed to have a kid.
Yeah.
Maybe just a psych evaluation.
Yeah.
I don't know that I necessarily think people who aren't the smartest shouldn't be allowed to have kids.
Yeah.
But crazy people shouldn't be allowed to have kids.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. Like, shit, I just, on my days off, when I go to pick up Aldi, I'll just, you know, be parked outside the building, like up against the front of the building, waiting for Aldi for like 15 minutes. And I just watch all the creatures come out. It's so weird. Like, everybody. Like 99% of everyone that comes out is like, or really fucked up looking. Just, yeah.
And that vacant look in their eye.
Yes,
like
total vacancy.
Like they don't even know how they got there.
Yeah, they have no clue.
They might not even know that they are there.
Their whole world is them in their apartment watching television. Yeah. There's no idea. Like you couldn't, they'd give you the weirdest look if you walked up to them and said, do you realize we're on a rock floating through the universe, through space? You know,
you're on a rock.
Yeah. Fuck you. Biggest Loser's on, you know, like
the sun revolves around the earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You know, China does a lot of things wrong, but their limit on how many children a person can have.
Yeah.
I can kind of get behind that.
Hell yeah.
Because for one thing, that would just, you know, there'd be less crazy weirdo children out there.
It's a step forward, yeah.
And even if you're from a normal family, the more kids you have, the less any of them has a chance to turn out to be a decent human being.
Oh, yeah.
Not that it doesn't happen, but, you know, you're spreading your attention out, and they kind of end up going off and doing their own thing in weird ways. They just have a way bigger chance of being a fucking weirdo.
Yep.
And a lot of times when there's a big family, there's at least one who's like strung out on heroin or coke or whatever. Is just totally fucked up. An alcoholic, in and out of jail all the time. There's usually at least one.
Yeah.
So, like, my mom came from a kind of big family. She has three siblings. That's not that huge.
Yeah.
But at least one of them was in and out of jail.
Yeah, that kind of makes me wonder, like, if we ever have kids, you know how parents, they can't decide who to love more?
Yeah, well, they you know, don't want to play favorites.
Yeah,
exactly. And they will claim, like, if you said point blank, do you have a favorite kid? They would say no, but you know they do. It's impossible not to.
Yeah, like, my brother and I, my brother was the fuck up. He got into drugs and was drinking and skipping school and shit.
Yeah.
He was the fuck up. But thinking, I'm worried if I'm a parent and I have like two kids and one's fucked up, even if he's not even a fuck up with drugs, but just fucked up, you know, just socially. And I did all I could. Maybe it's my fault or would be my fault. But I can't see myself like trying to help that kid. I'd just be like, well, fuck you. Have a good life, retard.
It's not exactly the same, but one of the reasons I don't want to have kids, this is actually one of the lesser reasons I don't want to have kids, but one of the reasons is that I am terrified that I would have a kid that would either be like real ugly or retarded or something would be wrong with the kid and I wouldn't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I could totally see that happening. I know it's a horrible thing to say. How could you say that? And there are people who will say, well, it's your kid and as soon as you see it, it's like magic, like you bond with it.
You've never been there.
Yeah, you've never been a parent. I would love my kid no matter what. Well, you're a better man than I guess. I don't know what to tell you. I don't think I could do it.
I guarantee that'll happen,
If I didn't have an adorable fucking kid with a good brain in him, I have a feeling I'd be tempted to leave him in a dumpster somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Goddamn.
And the worst part is I wouldn't know how dumb they were until, you know, a few years into it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, it's ABC, not ABD, you stupid fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
What do you do?
You're 8 months old. You should know this by now.
Goddamn.
Oh, my God. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Totally unrelated, except that I said 8 months old. I hate new parents.
Yeah.
When their kid is like a year and a half and they insist on saying their kid is 18 months old.
Yes.
Fuck you. It's a year and a half. Yeah. Fuck yourself. Oh, my kid's 14 months old. You mean it's a year?
130 and a couple of months. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you. You might as well count it in days, stupid.
It's those parents that love children that have like those fucking license plates that we have in Michigan that say kids just love them.
Pedophiles.
Yeah. God
but
damn.
It's so stupid. It's like if I said I was going to meet you somewhere later and you're like, okay, well, when do you want to go? I don't know, like 125 minutes from now. Like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, Jesus.
What's wrong with you? We have bigger units for a reason.
Yeah. It makes me appreciate, though, that my dad, he's a little off in his own ways. He has his flaws, but I respect him in the fact that he told me he was really, really worried that I would turn out retarded because he did so many drugs. He was scared to death because I know the feeling. Like, I understand.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, Dad. You know, it's okay.
Yeah. Because
if I have a kid that has Down syndrome, fuck. And Ollie disturbs me because you think she's the sweet, you know, foreign girl.
Well, I don't think that, but.
But we had a discussion and she said, if we ever have a Down syndrome kid, what do you want to do with it?
Like drown it in the sink?
What should we do with it? Because I'm not going to love it.
You got to give birth at home so there's no records.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really don't think I could do it if my kid came out with Down syndrome. Like, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't want to drown it, but I'm not sure what I would do.
Man, most of my life.
Give it up for adoption? Because I'm not sure I could handle it.
Yeah.
Either that or I'd have to, like, I would have to laugh.
Yeah.
All the time. And I would probably eventually get the kid taken away from me because people wouldn't like that I wasn't sensitive enough.
Yeah.
Be like, come meet my retard kid. I'd call him Mongo, short for Mongoloid.
Yeah.
That's a term that needs to come back. Mongoloid.
Mongoloid.
Yeah. It's so, it has some pizzazz to it.
Yeah.
Unlike Down syndrome.
Mongoloid. Mongos. Yeah, like pregos and
it's kind of funny,
pedos.
Too, because the reason they called them Mongoloids was because apparently people used to think that you know how Down syndrome people all look the same,
yeah.
kind of? Like they all look like they could be from the same family.
Yeah.
Apparently people used to think that that look, like it used to remind them of Asians, of like people from Mongolia.
Okay.
I don't see it.
Really?
But that's where it came from.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
How weird would it be if there was a genetic disorder that made you look Asian?
No, man.
And you just wouldn't know until they spoke.
Yeah.
Are you retarded or Asian? I can't tell.
Brian, what are we going to do with this?
Just raise him Asian.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
I hope someday, one day in our society, we'll come to the point, and I know this won't happen realistically, but we'll come to a point where after a kid is born and you raise it for a while and all it can say is like, cheeseburger,
mm-hmm.
we can put it down or euthanize it. Can we should go and put it down.
Take it to the doctor.
Let's go make a new one.
What seems to be the problem? He looks healthy. Talk to him for a minute.
Because goddamn, I mean, it's like all of our lives, we've been in fucking debt and now we get a Down syndrome kid. Fuck that.
It's a money pit.
Yeah. Like, I've had a hard enough life. I don't need to raise one of these trolls, you know.
Well, hey there, Junior. What did you do today? I licked a dog. I lick a dog. It tastes like mom.
Yeah.
All right. You're right. Let's put him down.
And I haven't run into a parent of a retarded child yet that is cool to me.
They're all really sensitive.
Really sensitive. Yeah.
Yeah. Like really. Like I almost think that they're making up for something, you know? Like, like there's a part of them that's like, how did I win how did I lose the fucking genetic lottery?
Yeah.
And they're disappointed, but they know they shouldn't be. They feel like they shouldn't be, so they overcompensate. Like, he's a precious fucking angel.
Yeah, he's a fucking miracle.
Yeah. Fucking miracle my ass. He's an accident. Like, that's an accident of nature. That wasn't supposed to happen.
This is supposed to die off, and you're supposed to leave it behind a tree somewhere.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about modern society. Like, I'm not a proponent of eugenics or anything, but... you know, back in the day, you know, natural selection doesn't happen anymore. We keep everybody alive, and I'm fine with that. I mean, but whew, you know,
back in the day, like leave it outside the cave for the for the coyotes. You know?
Exactly.
Jesus.
Oh, there's something wrong with this kid. He'll die off. He won't be able to forage.
Yeah. But goddamn. Enough about kids. I wanted to bring up May is coming. May 1st. And here in Michigan, they're going to ban.
Oh, the big smoking ban.
The big smoking ban. And for a while, I've been talking everybody's ear off, probably yours.
Yeah.
My plan of buying an electronic cigarette.
Yeah.
And I really do want to buy one. And if you don't know about it, I mean, look it up. It's pretty basic. It looks like a cigarette, but it has a battery and you inhale the nicotine through like a water vapor.
Yeah.
And they will be legal. And I've kind of gone around shopping, you know, looking for one that I want to buy. So I'm not inconvenienced, you know?
Yeah.
And in these forums, a lot of people will brag about certain places they've gone and gotten away with it. Like, I just flew 2 flights from Chicago. No problems.
Smoking on the plane. Yep.
But goddamn, I know I'm going to run into that kind of shit. Like,
yeah, especially if you get the realistic looking ones. Because you and I were talking before about how there are some that are they black or blue?
Yeah, they're
or,
black and they glow
And they glow blue in the end of
so
it.
So they don't look real.
Yeah, but you can get the ones that look like a real cigarette and they glow orange in the end. And,
yep.
And you're, you know, it's not smoking, but it looks like it. There's water vapor coming off of it.
And my big problem is you're going to run into a lot of bullshit everywhere you go, and you're going to have to explain yourself. Look, this is not a real cigarette. It's kind of like if anyone knows the band Bad Religion, and their logo is like a giant cross with the, like the, what do you call that symbol? The no.
Yeah, the like the no smoking symbol, but instead of a cigarette, it's a cross.
Yeah, exactly. And like if you wear that around town, especially in our town, it's very conservative and religious. You're going to have to explain yourself everywhere you go. And I feel, is it worth it? I mean, everywhere I go, they're going to be like, whoa, whoa, you got to put that out. Oh, it's okay. It's an electronic cigarette.
I don't know if that's really the same.
I'm from the future.
Because if I was wearing the Bad Religion t-shirt wandering around town and somebody's like, whoa, whoa, wait a minute there, buddy. You don't like Jesus?
Yeah.
I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
So that's the end of that.
Yeah.
That, how can you, happened? Did something happen to you when you were a kid? Did you have like a relative die of a horrible disease? You know, God works in mysterious ways. No, fuck you. I just, I'm not into Jesus. Sorry.
Yeah. And I also like this band.
But the cigarette would be different, I think. It would be, you know.
Yeah.
No, it's an electronic cigarette. And, you know, since the smoking ban, you know, I can't smoke anywhere but my fucking house. And, you know, I should try to quit anyway. So I got this electronic cigarette and it'd be like a 20-minute speech
exactly.
every time.
It would suck so bad. But if I go to buy one, I'm going to make sure not to buy the realistic one.
Yeah.
And I do want to see where I can get away with smoking it. Like, I'm just going to wander into a daycare smoking my electronic cigarette.
I wouldn't be surprised if those become not illegal, but if they fall under the same ban after a while. Like if they update the law, you know, put in another ban or like an amendment or however.
Just because
it works.
A nuisance?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like technically, why would they ban that? I mean, it's not, it's water vapor. There's nothing wrong with it. But because of the nuisance, they might ban it or restrict it in certain areas. Like on the plane, you can't bring that on the plane.
I'm surprised.
It looks too real. It causes a fuss, you know, all our passengers, you know, customers are bitching.
Even though it's not a real cigarette, I'm surprised they get away with it anyway, even after the explanation.
Yeah.
Even if the stewardess or whatever walking by knew what it was without you having to explain it, I'm surprised they get away with it. Because you can't bring a pair of fucking toenail clippers on the plane.
That's,
But you can bring, you know, your fake... not that you can take over the plane with a fake cigarette, but, you know, they don't let you bring... You can't bring a bottle of shampoo on the plane because they think you're going to make an explosive device out of it or something.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder how.
I'm surprised you can get on the plane with anything with an LED in it.
Yeah.
That's a bomb.
Yeah.
It's a cigarette. I have it in my mouth. I'm not even trying to hide it. No, it's a bomb.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
That is amazing, that guy. And a lot of people would say, I went on a flight. Yeah, I got away with it. They just accept it. And I'm not sure how I doubt these are going to pick up. Like, everybody that smokes is going to just turn to the e-cigarette and it'll become accepted, you know. All the restaurants, they'll see it and go, oh, blue tip, okay, I get it. I'm not going to bother them because I'm familiar with this.
You know, I don't understand the fucking, what is it, like 3 ounces you're allowed to have on an airplane of liquids?
Yeah.
If you had a liquid-based explosive or some kind of liquid that you were going to use to take over the plane, all you'd have to do is get an extra guy or two to come on the plane with you each carry 3 ounces.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you're allowed to have, it's like 3 ounces in a package, but I think you're allowed to have more than one.
Yeah. Each container.
Just have a few containers.
Yeah.
It's not that crazy. It's
and
not that difficult.
Buddies.
It's totally just, I think it's mostly just to make people feel safer.
Yeah. And for sure. Yeah.
And maybe to give them more of an excuse to rifle through your shit.
Oh yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah. What a dumb, there's so many dumb people behind like law making and rules. Dumb fucking people.
I'm surprised you can still get drunk on the plane.
Yeah.
Like they'll give you alcohol on the plane. I know you're not flying it, but I'm surprised. Yeah. It's just kind of weird what you can and can't do on a plane.
Yeah. They'll give it to any idiot. And if they get too drunk, they got to, you know,
land
what
the plane.
Do? Land the plane? I don't
There's
know.
There's nothing you can do. And there are definitely people who should not be drunk ever.
Yeah.
Especially not on a plane.
Like what do they do if your clothes are off and you're just
Orion's in the corner of the plane pissing, no pants.
What are they gonna do, like handcuff me? I don't know what they do.
Pissing on some fat guy who's trying to sleep.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got a story here.
Okay.
I printed it off at work because the fucking internet doesn't work.
Yeah.
Helpline priest. Fuck my throat. I don't understand. Helpline priest falls asleep during suicide call for help. A suicidal man connected to a Samaritan-style helpline in Sweden was left pondering his options when the priest at the other end fell asleep and started snoring down the line.
Wow.
The suicidal man called emergency services at around 2 a.m. on Friday, saying he felt psychologically unstable. He was forwarded to the Duty Church of Sweden pastor. About 5 minutes into the call, the troubled 44-year-old man had the feeling that he was talking to himself. I thought maybe he was taking notes, so I asked, "Are you taking notes?" The man told the local newspaper. I could hear his heavy breathing before he woke up. But according to the man, the pastor's alertness did not last for long. After another frustrating few minutes with no response from the priest, the man rang off, which I guess means hung up, fucking euros. Luckily, the clergyman's response to his woes left the troubled man angry rather than depressed. So he did his job, kind of.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, maybe it was just an alternative, you know, tactic. A lot of times people who are real depressed, like they want to talk, but they don't actually want you to help them.
Yeah.
Especially girls. Girls don't want advice. They're so fucked up.
That's true.
Like, oh, I've got all these problems. Really? Because I got a way to fix them. Fuck you. I don't want you to fix my problems. I just want you to listen to me, bitch.
Yeah, basically. Goddamn.
Anyway, this week he told the Kalmar newspaper, "It's not acceptable for a priest to fall asleep in the middle of a call. This should not happen when you call up in search of help. I felt bad and wanted to kill myself, but I pulled myself together and made the call. I am very disappointed." It's not fucking customer service.
Jesus, yeah.
Wow. I'd like to file a complaint. Also, I may or may not want to kill myself. Obviously, he didn't want to kill himself that bad because nobody tried to stop him.
Yeah.
And instead of killing himself, he just got mad at this guy. He's like, well, fuck that.
Yep.
Nobody's going to care, apparently. And that
nobody's going to care, yeah. Nobody's,
I guess,
listening.
I don't think this guy was going to kill himself.
No way.
I don't believe it. Fucking mostly person. Because there's that fucking car alarm again. This thing goes off.
You might
all
as well
time.
Bring this up now because this seems to be happening pretty frequently.
I hope it doesn't keep happening. There's this car.
Just one
and
car.
Their alarm just goes off every once in a while. It must be real sensitive.
Big guy is in his apartment laying on his keys.
sitting on the little key fob.
Son of a bitch. I got it. All right.
But anyway, I don't understand. Like, I don't think this guy was going to kill himself because most people who are going to kill themselves don't go out and say, hey, everybody, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
And even if you did call the helpline because you're like, it's anonymous or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm thinking about maybe killing myself. I don't know. I don't know what to do. What could they really tell you? Yeah. Like, even if the guy didn't fall asleep, like, don't. Not a good idea.
What else can you say?
Like, you don't, it's not like you don't already know that that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, if you've gotten to that point where you're seriously considering it, then it must seem like the best possible alternative. And what could somebody say to you, like, that you've never thought of on your own? You've got so much to live for. If you've hit rock bottom, things could only get better. They can't get any worse.
They should say it like that. Yes, you have so much to live for.
I could totally imagine these helplines, like, reading from a script. Like,
oh, yeah.
You like, you have so much to live for.
Yes.
Your friends and family will miss you when you're gone.
Yeah.
It's really kind of selfish thing to do. You know, the only person who will be hurt by it are the people you leave behind.
Yeah.
The people you love and who care for you. By the way, people probably care for you. Is any of this helping?
Do you really think anyone calling the suicide line is really going to do it?
For the most part, I doubt it.
It's that, like, what we've been talking about. They just want the attention.
Most people who are going to kill themselves don't say anything.
Yeah.
There may be signs.
Yeah.
You know, there might be something they do or say that kind of indirectly hints at it, but they're not going to come up in your face and be like, thinking about killing myself. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yay or nay? It'd
be funny to have a friend that would just throw up signs left and right that are obvious and we wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having so much fun today. We'll see how it goes tomorrow if I'm around. Wait, what?
If there is a tomorrow.
You're lame.
So I'll see you tomorrow? Yeah, if, you know, I'm still alive.
Oh, that reminds me. Cordican? He was asking for
Co-Rican.
Advice. He was asking for advice on his friend. Maybe his friend should just fucking off himself.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
You know, suicide is not really, as a personal solution, you know, for yourself.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea, but there are other people that I wouldn't mind if they off themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as an external solution, I'm kind of okay with it,
yeah.
Depending on who it is.
Yeah. I always found it fascinating that, this is another thing, going back, touching back on when we were talking about how to make yourself feel better if you're depressed. If I'm feeling down, I like to go to the fail blog a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And see other people, you know, just like making fun of them at their expense of being a dumbass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but
I could imagine people probably prank call the suicide hotline a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I've thought about it before.
Really?
Yeah, I've never done it.
Like recently or back in high school?
Maybe not high school, but back in the day.
Back in the day?
Yeah, I've thought about it. I mean, I bet they get a lot of that.
Yeah. And that's why I haven't done it.
Do you think they get a lot of calls? I bet the guy fell asleep because he's just sitting there.
Yeah.
You know, just waiting for the phone to ring. It finally rings and it like snaps him out of it. Hello? Yeah. What? Oh, yeah. No, don't do it. It's, family, you know, go ahead. Go on.
I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. You know, I could totally imagine you just sitting there by the phone, just falling asleep.
Yeah. What a load of shit.
I'd be the worst suicide hotline guy.
Yeah.
Because for the most part, people who talk about killing themselves, even if they're serious, I almost wish they would do it. Like, because they usually, when they get to that point, they become like, you know, you're supposed to say, you know, you're not worthless. People care about you. But the more in that mindset you get, the less I do care about you.
Exactly.
Because you just become a horrible asshole.
Yeah.
Everything's horrible.
Yeah. If you need to hear the obvious, then fuck you. Because you should know better. And suicide in that way is, that's why it's so funny. And not funny. I mean, it can be
funny. Oh, it's hilarious.
But it's not that serious. Like if someone we know is suicidal, it's like, really? What a fucking idiot.
Yeah, it does. I really think a lot of times the only real excuse I can think of for it is if you have a serious mental problem, like some kind of like serious clinical depression where you could be helped by medication and you're just not on it because you didn't know or whatever, you haven't been diagnosed.
Yeah.
But like, other than that, just regular people who are like, life is so shitty. Yeah, my life's shitty too. But it's not going to get better if you kill yourself.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this before. Even if you're religious and you believe in an afterlife, I think most of them frown on suicide.
Yeah.
So you're not going to the happy place, even if you off yourself.
Yeah. God damn. But I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but you look at retards and animals, don't you wish you could just be that for a day? Like put your consciousness in that for like a day?
Like just to flip a switch and be a retard for a day?
Yeah, yeah. Or like, we can transfer your mind to this retard for a day with Down syndrome, you know?
What would it be like?
And you wake up like you're in a fucking, like, Avatar.
Wait,
like,
do you want to experience what it's like to be retarded, or do you just want to be in a retard body so people think you're retarded?
In the body with their mind.
Okay, so you do want
to. Consciousness. It's totally impossible, but it's fun to think
about.
So
you want two brains.
Well, it'd be, I picture it, though, incredibly impossible. If I woke up and I was in the retard body and I'm looking at you, I'm like, dude, it'd be like being on a big acid trip. You'd just be tripping balls because you're so limited mentally. I don't know how it would go.
I just
entertain the thought.
I have a feeling a lot of times it would be like if you've forgotten something and it's right on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah.
And it'd be like that all the time.
Oh, man.
Like, I just can't remember. I know I was going to fuck.
Yeah.
Just constantly.
I guess the dialogue would be an inner dialogue, you know, like if I woke up or was in like a cat, I'd be like, like in my head, I'd be like, holy shit.
I don't know about being in a cat, like thinking like a cat.
Yeah.
I wonder how they, well, I guess we talked about thinking in words versus thinking in pictures or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they could just think in predominantly pictures and stuff, but it's hard for me to imagine because I do think in words, but it's hard for me to imagine what goes on in a cat's head.
Why did I bring this up? It's completely impossible. It goes against everything we really need to.
No, it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Next week.
Man.
Next show, we're both going to be cats.
Or maybe be in the cat and come out and try to explain how, like, the experience.
I want
to
be a bee.
So, Kyle, what happened? What was it like?
It was crazy. I flew everywhere, man. And I sat on a flower and I got flower shit all over my legs. And I carried the flower shit. I don't know how I knew where I was going, but I carried the flower shit all the way back to the hive. And I deposited it, and some bitch made it into honey, and there were babies, and I fed them.
I just knew what to do all the time. It was so easy.
It was amazing, man. I had six legs. I didn't have any fingers. That kind of sucked. But
yeah,
it was nice. Pretty cool.
All right. Well, enough about that. Goddamn.
Yeah. I don't have a lot this week because.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah.
This was a weird week for me.
Definitely experimental. I mean, it's our first time like in our own kind of.
Well, it's just a weird week for me anyway. Cause
in a weird week, no internet.
The move, and there's nothing, like there's no internet, and I'm all moved in basically.
Yeah.
But I'm not fully set up, and
yeah.
And it just was a weird week. It just flew by, and I felt like I was waiting for something.
Yeah.
I guess the internet. So I didn't really.
Something's missing.
I didn't really think that much about the show this week. I really should have.
Yeah. Well, you had a lot on your plate, you know.
Yeah.
Set up and waiting for the internet.
Man. Life is so rough. I think I'm going to kill myself because, you know, without the internet, I just don't know what to do anymore.
What would you say to that as an operator? I know what you're going through.
Well, let me just look something up on Wikipedia real quick.
Oh, man.
Burn.
Ooh, sick.
Ha ha, asshole, click. That's like probably that. Not how I'm supposed to do this job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm running out of ideas.
All right.
I think it might be about time to call this quits.
All right, let's call it quits.
All right, so I just became a man. You can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Or you can email us, kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
We may have even had voicemails this week. I just don't know because I haven't had internet access this whole fucking week.
You left a voicemail this week. We are deeply sorry.
Yeah, we'll play it next week.
We'll play it next week.
If I have internet by then, Jesus Christ. We got to throw this episode on a flash drive and take it somewhere with internet.
Yeah. AT and fuck off.
AT and turkeys.
Woohoo.
Woohoo,
Kyle.
Ass turds and turkeys. That's what it stands for.
Duties.
Ass turds and turkeys. Yeah. Forums. Yeah. Register in the forums. Check it out. Dog is pretty sweet. Become a fan on the Facebook, donate, send us all your money.
Yes.
Send us all your money.
All that jizz.
Jizz?
Yeah.
Ooh,
I changed it. I don't like the all that jazz.
Mm.
Bullshit.
All that funk.
All that funk.
All that new wave.
All right.
All that electro pop. All right.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll check you next week.
Word. My own ass. I'm sitting in my office chair.